have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about, getting you to where you want to be. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you're listening to the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in. I am so glad to have you. I am so grateful for every single time you press that play button. Thanks for listening in. I cherish my listeners. Hey, let's get right into it today. We started talking about the law of vibration in my previous episode. So if you did not listen to that one, be sure to go back and listen to it, because this one probably won't make a whole lot of sense unless you get that first one under your belt first. I really didn't go deep into the law of vibration, but I set it up talking about frequency and how it's easy to get jarred around, like the old car radios when we'd go over a bump. Maybe we'd be listening to a classical or a jazz station and we go over a bump and all of a sudden the radio's on the all talk, all news station, right? Because it was affected, the frequency was affected by the jarring of the vehicle where the radio was placed. So it threw the radio off its frequency. And that's why we have to be very careful with the law of vibration. And that's what I talked about in the last episode. There's a lot of stuff out there. I see posts on social media often, every day, inaccurate posts about the law of attraction and the different laws. You know, there's eight basic or primary laws, and then there's a whole slew of other supportive causative laws. And we have to understand these, and understanding comes not just from knowledge. We can have the knowledge, but that doesn't mean we have understanding. Knowledge and understanding are two different things. Let's be clear with that. There's people with a whole bunch of knowledge, a whole bunch of books stored up in that consciousness, in that filing cabinet of the mind, but it's not being applied, or it's not understood, or it hasn't been comprehended in a way that it's been applied to their lives. So, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of smarts and a lot of knowledge up there, but are walking around not knowing how to do anything, or not knowing how to think, not knowing how to think in alignment with this power that we are, this energy that we're immersed in and one of. So it's important to really understand these, get the knowledge, understand them by applying them in their life, and we get the understanding by constant, evenly spaced repetition of the knowledge that we're acquiring. That's another talk for another day. But let's look at some of the components that contribute to our vibration. Because you've heard it said, you know, match the frequency of what you want, and the thing you want is yours. And that's really true. You know, when we're on that frequency of the smooth jazz or the classical station, that's what we're going to hear. When I dial the phone number, the frequency of my best friend, I am going to hear her voice on the other end. If I dial a different number, and which is a different frequency, because the smartphones these days are radio devices, if I dial a different number, trying to reach her or tune into her on a different frequency, I am not going to reach her. It's the same with what we want. We have to maintain that frequency or that vibration of what we want to be, do, or have in our lives in order to make it manifest in our field of experience in physical form. This is moving it from the non-form to the physical form. That's what we're talking about. And I see posts out there like, well, vibration is simply feeling. Well, that's not entirely true, because our feelings fluctuate through any given day, because ego contributes to the way we feel. And ego, it's ego. I'm not talking about ego, you know, that it's a bad thing. It colors our individuality, but ego and individuality are two different things. The individuality, when you hear me speak of individuality, is what we are in our true nature, our true essence, that perfect wholeness that we are at our center, that divine self, that higher self, call it what you will, but there is that center in us that is perfect and pure and whole and is unconditional love. Now, ego colors it because we all have personalities. Personality and ego is separate from individuality. So personality and ego can get bruised during the course of the day, right? And it can go both ways. Ego and personality can experience many highs throughout the days. We have a series of wins, win after win after win after win. We're feeling good. Our vibration is high. We encounter negative or toxic people, and if we react rather than responding appropriately or not responding at all, if we react, we are really, if we look at being in control of us, taking personal responsibility, and we react by matching that vibration of that toxic influence or that negative influence that has come in to our field of experience to jar where we are. Say we had a, let's look at this from an example standpoint. Say we had a whole bunch of wins throughout our morning. Win, 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 win. This is good. We're just going through. We're practicing gratitude. We're celebrating life and living. We're celebrating our good always flowing to us, always on, always coming our way. And then we encounter that toxic person, and we're doing things right. We strive to be a person of increase, to say that kind word, but this person is just in a different negative state. It is toxic to the state that we were in. It is toxic to the high vibration that we are in. And if we react to that by joining in the blaming, the complaining, the negativity, or whatever it is that was causative in that person's life to move them into that state, well, what we're doing is we're changing the dial on our own internal station, and we're lowering it to match that. So our feelings are changing. Our feelings have dropped, right? Our vibration has dropped to match that person that we're allowing to influence ego, personality, and press upon the individuality. So we have to be really careful when we say that, well, vibration is feelings, because it's more than that. We have to take in more than feelings. And what are those? What is more than feelings? Well, our overall attitude, because what I've been studying lately is what's called a bulletproof attitude that cannot be shaken. Cannot be shaken no matter what, no matter what toxic, and I'm not saying I'm a master of this, I got a lot of work to do in this area, but whenever that toxicity, that toxic person, that negative situation, circumstance, event comes up in our lives, that bulletproof attitude sees that the good in it, or if that's not apparent right away, the bulletproof attitude knows that, like Napoleon Hill says, in every adversity there is a seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. So that bulletproof attitude says, I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to stay the course. I'm taking that step every day towards my dream, or I am living in the realization or the feeling of my dream being real. Now there's that feeling tone. But the bulletproof attitude says, no, I will not be shaken. Attitude is a composite of our thoughts, of the words we speak, and the actions we take. So see, each of these elements, and I have a few that I want to share, you know, the attitude, the feeling, the emotion, the beliefs, and the paradigms. So within attitude, we're looking at thoughts. We're looking at the words we speak and our attitude, all affecting vibration. Thoughts, words, actions contribute to our attitude. Our attitude as a whole is a contributor to the vibration that we're on. If we walk around with the attitude of our dream realized, our goal fulfilled, our wishes fulfilled, our intention, and walking in the energy of the intention with the attitude that this intention, since it is my intention, since it is a desire, it already exists, well, we're on our way to matching the vibration of what we want. But we have to maintain that attitude, that bulletproof attitude, that no matter what's going on around us, we stay the course. We have that attitude. No, I'm a winner. I am successful. We don't engage in all the posts that go up there that talk about, this isn't working for me. I've tried it and it just doesn't work. That's just dropping the vibration. That's just a drop in vibration, a drop in the frequency, and we start participating, then we start arguing with somebody, oh no, that person said this, that's not right, it's this. That's not what this show is all about anyway. This show is about moving you and keeping you in the attitude of the higher vibration, in the frequency of the higher vibration, in the feeling tone of the higher vibration, in the thoughts of the higher vibration, in the words you speak. You can't think this and go and speak words that are full of harm, full of hate, that are toxic to other people. You can't have this holier-than-thou attitude that I'm up here and speak words that are contrary to that. Because you might think you got a great attitude, you got a great vibration, you everything's clicking for you, but you go and speak in a different way. That speaking is a fine-tuning dial on your frequency, on your vibration. So you have to be mindful of the words that you speak, not just audibly, not that just come out of your mouth that people can hear, but we're having this dialogue, this conversation in our minds all day long. That's what these thoughts and these words we speak, are engaging these thoughts that we're having. We have this internal dialogue going on. We might think, well, I never said bad about anybody. Yeah, but what are you speaking internally? Are those words that you're having in that, what I call monkey chatter, that dialogue, that inner dialogue, are those supportive of the frequency you want to maintain? This is all stuff to really, really think about. And how about the actions you take? You know, I often say, okay, maybe our thoughts are in alignment with our good, our greater good, and our words we speak, and we're starting to really control that inner dialogue. What about the actions we take? Are they supportive of what we want? Do we walk around vibrantly alive? Do we walk around and take action in the state of positive expectancy? Or do we leave our home where we do our study, listen to our podcast in the morning, do our writing exercises, practice gratitude, and then get in the car and start directing traffic with our middle finger? and that's all been done by the best of us, right? So we have to watch our thoughts, words, and action, because that's what makes up our attitude. And we got a few more that we're going to go into, but we're out of time for today. So we're going to have yet another day here. I'm doing these podcasts every other day, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where I am. So we'll let this sink in. If you didn't listen to the first one, go back and listen to this. This is good stuff when it comes to our vibration, to the frequency we are on, because we really have to match the frequency of what we want to experience in our lives. And this can be whatever it is we want to be, do, or have. Whatever we want to be, do, or have, whatever we want to manifest, whatever our big dream is, whatever our big goal is, whatever that is, we have to move our vibration to the frequency where that thing exists, where that dream exists. And we can do this. We can get you there. So that's not a problem. You want to talk about it further? Hey, let's set up a time to talk. I love talking one-on-one with people about their big dreams, their goals, their aspirations, their wishes, their hopes, their desires. Because you know what? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, and I'll show you how to get it, because it's all done by law. For right now, we're going to call it a wrap for today's episode. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause in Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Cause Mina, and you have been listening to the Genesis Frequency. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day.